The war. The war. See, I George graduated in December, and he had to go to the Army. I didn't graduate till June, so I stayed over there and graduated in June, and I lived with the physics teacher there, the family of the physics teacher there. They had been so nice. When George and I got married, why, we were trying to find a place to live, and this Dr. They used to call him A-plus because he was so smart or something in college there and made A-pluses. But they had, they had a room. There was a room there that a person, a traveling salesman used, that he just had at the downstairs bedroom. And so she said, well, you can stay here, till he comes back. So he'd be gone maybe a month or something. So George and I went there after we got married, and then we got to be such good friends with them. They had a son and a daughter there. The son was in college, and the daughter was in high school. And so when the traveling man came back, why, Ellis Jr. moved out of his room upstairs and slept in the hall. and George and I had his room, so stayed there. Then George, really, he left anyway to go to the Army, but I stayed there till I graduated, and she was so sweet and kind when I graduated, and I would use their washing machine and dryer, and they just made me one of theirs,
Okay, and so you ended up back here, and what did your husband do here?
George, after the war, he went to the Philippines, too. Oh, you asked, what I did here. As long as he was in the service here, before he went to the Philippines, I hiked around from, camp to camp or something. But he went to the, he came home from the Philippines, he got out of the Army, and he started working at Fort McPherson, Georgia. He was in charge of contracts down there at Fort McPherson. So, and then he opened an office in Roswell, and he was a city attorney for 40 years. So there's a plaque in the city hall to George, honoring him for 40 years service. So.
And did you work here in Roswell?
I guess we call it work. I did a lot of volunteer work. I belonged to a lot of organizations.
Really? What types of organizations?
Oh, well, let's see. Roswell Women's Club and the Roswell Garden Club. Those. And let's see what else have I done here. And let's see, what else have I done? I don't know. That just sounds like two things, doesn't it?
What's the Roswell Women's Club do?
Oh, right now they are just now finishing having a tour of homes with two tours there. Oh, they do lots of things. They work on this home stretch program to take care of people who are homeless until they find a place to live. They work for that. Well, they do something all the time. I'm an honorary member of these things. I can't keep up with going and doing all these things. They're nice enough to made me one so they wouldn't have to take me off the roll, I guess. So anyway, I had four children to look after, so that was a little work.
A little bit.
Three boys and one girl.
And how about you and your husband together? Were you involved in other social organizations?
He was the Lions Club here, and of the Methodist Men's Club here, I think, as I said, he was a Methodist, and